Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Swatsy. How are you?
Good. What have you been up to? I'm eating cantaloupe.
Ooh, that's what that green thing is, or the orange thing? I thought it was cheese. I thought you were eating like blocks of cheese. I was gonna be like girl dinner, but like I hate saying girl dinner because it's so cringe. It's like very chuggy.
Yeah, I didn't even like it the first time.
Right.
But I'm glad it inspires like joy and community amongst my girls, you know?
Yeah, like it is true. Like girls just kind of like scrounge around. Like we don't really have a method to our eating. It's very lunar.
But that's sad. To me, it feels
like we're wolves and cats.
Scraps.
Well, yeah. I guess that's we're going back to our ancestral roots, our primal roots, our Renaissance era roots. To just
where like the meat goes to your son, and you just like scrape a bone on your tooth.
Yeah. I guess that's, like, how, like, the best recipes were created, though. Like, in Greece, they would make this thing called orange pie, and it was basically just, like, the remnants of orange juice, like, the pulp or and the, like, the rind of the orange with, like, the phyllo dough that was, like, cut off from making the bread. Mm. And it's, like, the best cake ever. It's called orange pie.
Yeah, I was always, like, really, a lot of the dishes from my culture are, like, weird, like, gelatinous, like,
Borscht.
Yeah, just, like, well, borscht is good, but just, like, a lot of really strange foods.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, being humble, and this man was, like, yeah, but, like, that's what they ate to survive, you know? Like, that's what got them through the winter. I don't know, I like something about that. The way he said it.
It's nutritious, it's filling, and it's something that your body can easily identify and digest. Mm. Familiar.
How's your digestion?
It's actually pretty good. How's yours?
I shouldn't say on here.
It's such a turnoff when someone doesn't have... No, I don't know. But I can tell when someone has poor digestion, I feel like, based off of, like, the capillaries and, like, their skin. Because, you know, like, your digestion affects everything. Like, your circulation. Like, if your stomach and your colon is not doing its best, then those nerves and those capillaries are going to block off and cause some circulation issues. You know, like, your, like, feet can be bloated and have edema because you haven't gone to the bathroom. Like, everything in your body is, like, connected. So, I mean, I work with, like, older people, so, like, I have to know that. But, yeah. Digestion is everything. Recycling is everything. Getting something in of your body and out of your body as quickly as possible is such a good sign of health. And same thing with like emotional health too.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
My stockbroker had fingernails that were like half circles. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like rising above the skin. I'm just thinking, clubbing. Like, how am I gonna trust this guy with my money?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't correlate those two together. Like, it's, but I see what you mean. Because sometimes people are good with money and stuff, but they are really bad at health. And that's why having a partner and, like, someone that you can reflect off of is so important.
For balance, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you're speaking really well these days.
I'm doing some major Mercury work.
How?
Just having sex with him more.
Did you go to Colorado for a reason?
No, me and my friend went just to, like, have fun. And she, like, has really good, like, karma with Denver. And she was like, I really need to go there. Like, I need to, like, go and experience that. I think she has, like, her Venus line or something going through it. And, yeah, she had, like, a really good time last year, and she's, like, really amazing person. Brittany, if you're listening to this, I love you. But she's had some, like, pretty traumatic things happen to her in the past year, and, like, it was kind of, like, a breaking point for her. So we decided to go just, like, on a whim.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, and we ended up meeting, like, a huge group of friends over there, too, that, like, they're on my close friends list now on Instagram. Like, very weird, random, sudden. But, yeah, I had to, like, add a bunch of people to now my close friends list, and it felt like a good thing to do because the moon is transiting through my third house. And I always say, like, the third house in astrology can symbolize your close friends list on social media.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yours is in Libra.
My third house?
Yeah.
Every time I follow someone on Instagram, I'm like, fuck, I just committed to keeping up with this person until they die.
It's a commitment.
Mm-hmm. When do you unfollow someone?
When I feel like it.
What's the ugliest part of yourself?
Probably my elbows and my knees. No,
like, what's, like, the person you become that is, like, the ugliest to you?
I can become so obsessive.
You don't like that about yourself?
No. I mean, I guess it's good for, like, research and analysis, and that's, like, what makes me a really good astrologer, but, like, that part of myself that's, like, constant yearning for someone's attention, that, like, needs to feel that emotion from someone. I guess it's kind of, like, it's not reactive at all. It's just obsessive. Like, I could figure everything about a person out in, like, 4 hours if you give me a phone and some internet. Like,
yeah. I can undo myself for 1 minute.
One of my astrology friends told me today, Dylan, he was like, and I know he wouldn't mind me sharing his name because he's like in love with you, Satsi, but he...
Really?
Yeah. He was like, this Venus in Leo transit is making me want to clone and fuck myself. And I was like, I feel like that's a really healthy response to like everything that's going on in the world.
What would you do if you were alone in a room with yourself, with, like, a copy of you? I would beat the shit out of her.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I would do that. I think I would just, like, walk around her and, like, just look at what they do first, actually. I don't know.
I'd be like, okay, now pretend you're talking to someone, and I need to see what this looks like.
Yeah. I feel like I would just, like, look at their posture and just judge the shit out of them. I'm swearing so much lately. Like, I don't know what this is. I'm so sorry.
No, don't apologize. Just change. I saw this Justin Terrell exhibit. Oh my God, I've been so sick. I've been like deadly sick, but like so sick. Like I was like hallucinating, like seeing witches.
Do you have mold in your apartment?
This is a brand new building.
Do you have mold in your coffee machine?
Mold doesn't affect people like me. No, I'm like not someone that would happen to. Like you've met my mom and my grandmother. Like, it's just not in my, like...
That's true.
No, but I will say, like, I feel like every... maybe 3 or 4 years, I become, like, deathly ill with this, like, unexplainable condition. Like, violent and, like... I feel like... I have to, like, purify, you know? I'm, like, burning through something. So, yeah, I guess I hope it had something to do with that. But anyways, I got sick, and then I saw this performance by... I think it's Justin Terrell, and he is a light artist. Mm-hmm. He was awarded the MacArthur Genius Award, which is this award that they give once a year to someone where they're like, you're a genius, like, here's all this money. So it's like a pretty big deal to get that. And I think he got an award from Obama. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was, but like, my point is just like a very decorated artist, like super sought after. The pieces are worth so much money. And like, his work is like with lights, and it's been described as like a very transformative, meditative experience. And so I was really excited because, you know, I think it's a pretty unique experience to get to see one of his pieces, because they're so, like, it was like an entire building was built to create this light situation. And then it was like 20 minutes long, and it was literally just like a square on the ceiling that like faded from like pink to green to white to red to blue to pink to green to white to red to blue. And I was just sitting there watching that for like, it was like a 30-minute long show. And I started like picking my nose because I was just lying there. And I don't know, it kind of got me thinking about like how high art is usually very like subtle, like the experience of it. And I think maybe this is a generalization, but a lot of, you know, the like upper echelon who seek to like own and be inspired by what we call like high art, fine art, also kind of get off on the idea that they have this very like subtle, sensitive perception, sort of, to like be someone who is really like moved by this like fading color. And it was nice. I'm not complaining about it. Like, I liked the colors. But then, I don't know, I was just thinking about the stuff I make and the stuff that you make and, like, sort of this, like, wheelhouse we come from that's supposed to be for everyone. And I've always prided myself on that in a way, on making things that, like, any normal person can connect with and, like, enjoy. But I think it's really frowned upon to be obvious, like, in society. I was just wondering if you thought anything about that.
I agree about, like, how transparency is kind of, like, a little too much for people to, like, handle now, you know? Mm-hmm. I always like to think about how, like, how in the olden days, like, the little chimney sweeper boys would be, like, just, like, very, like, happy and, like, I don't know. Like, very, like, obvious with their language. Right now, everyone's, like, very covert with what they say. And I think that's because we're scared and we have fear and we need protection that's beyond just security measures of, like, gaining resources and food or something. But there's, like, this emotional protection that we're all kind of searching because everything is just so out in the open, you know? We know how our psychologies work. Like, we know how to manipulate someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, like, too easy to get married.
I wish. Like, we were saying in our last podcast, like, we crave to be married in a way. But is that, like, mm-hmm. just our girl, like, sense of self? Or is that society? What is that?
Well, I think there's, like, a biological imperative, especially at our age, where, you know, our bodies are, like, ready to have children, and that's what they were, like, made to do. And so, yeah. You know, like, very, like, horny, maybe, sending out some like pheromones, like, who wants me? Someone picks up those pheromones, you like exchange like pheromones and then attachment chemicals, dopamine, oxytocin. It's all very, very complicated.
Yeah. I've never seen a James Turrell painting in person or a light fixture or a light display. But I did get to know about James Turrell is someone who actually inspires a lot of like my astrological work. Like if you look at my Instagram, it's all very James Turrell. Like if you see like the lights and stuff.
I never made that connection, but that makes sense.
Yeah. I've known about him for a while. Kendall Jenner has like a 160,000 dollar light fixture of hers, like in her foyer of her house. It's pretty famous. Mm-hmm. Everyone has seen it probably, but super beautiful stuff. And I like the way that light, I'm pretty sure I read this interview of him about like the way that light, like blue light is very healing for another person, like a specific, like not frequency, but a specific like wavelength of blue actually can calm a person down. Like to the extent where they can start producing like their own beta waves instead of like having to go to sleep. It's kind of like microdosing meditation basically, but with like looking at light. And it's it's like a blue light. Yeah. If you have ever seen like Grimes go live or something like that, like she has James Turrell blue light waves, like all throughout her house.
Wow. Everyone's got a connection to him.
Yeah, he's been around for a while. He did all of Kanye's, like, the light fixtures and, like, the domes in Wyoming and stuff.
He's a pretty old man.
Yeah. He's from, like, Switzerland, I'm pretty sure. Might be wrong.
Oh, I called him Justin. Justin Terrell.
There's, a really good article that he, like, writes about the psychology of light. Oh, he's a Taurus. All the best are Taurus. Oh, he went too. Oh, what?
You know who has the same birthday as me? Who? What?
Who has the same birthday as you?
Do you know Calder? Who did those, I forget what it's called when something hangs. Mobiles.
Yes.
Why'd you laugh when I said that?
You know who has the same birthday as me?
Who? Wait, let me guess. Nikola Tesla.
No, he's a Cancer, I think. Maybe a very close birthday to you, actually.
Well, who?
Dr. Seuss.
Ooh, weird one.
Yeah, I know. There's like, you know, like the Green Eggs and Ham Day? Did you ever do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really fun.
That was always on my birthday.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And I was right. Nikola Tesla is a Cancer. And he died a Capricorn. You know, I have a theory about that. When I think I've talked about that on this podcast already.
That you get reborn, that's what you die as?
No, like, you know, you've completed a karmic, major karmic cycle of your life when you die the seventh or the opposite zodiac sign is what you were born into. So I hope to die a Virgo, basically. And you should hope to die a Capricorn. I've just, like, seen that repetition a lot of, like, people who have made a great strides in their life. Like my grandma. She died of Pisces.
What did she do?
She created a gay bar in Mexico. And that's why I have, like, a lot of karma with, like, gay men. Is because, like, my grandma created, like, a safe space for gay men in Mexico.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
Yep.
My grandma got remarried.
Your grandma's a boss.
So, do you have anything else you'd like to say to me?
About the birthday thing?
No, just while we're on air.
Oh. No, I think, like, we were talking about something before we started recording. Oh, girl gossip.
Mm.
You know, girls really get together when they can just, like, freely gossip and talk smack, you know?
Mm-hmm. Belonging.
Yeah, like, when women equally hate another person, it doesn't matter their gender, but when they equally dislike someone, there's, like, this cohesiveness, and there's this, like, sorority that, like, is kind of formed within them. There's, like, this bond that's, like, you don't like them, I don't like them either. Like, what is that? Like, what's the psychology behind that? Safety, I'm guessing?
Well, I think it feels, like, bad on a certain level to dislike someone. Like, it's a negative experience. In the same way, maybe it feels good when, like, you're, like, poor and your friend's poor, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, like, happy that your friend's poor, but you're happy that you're not alone.
Yeah. Do you think that relationships are the point of life, or to understand yourself is the point of life?
I actually don't really know what the point of life is right now.
It comes and goes.
Well, sometimes I feel so connected and I'm like just like in love with the world and like can see all the patterns and like it just makes perfect sense to me. And then other times, like, I'm just sort of like waiting for it to be night so I can go to bed.
Mm. That's me right now.
Yeah.
I had this conversation with this guy at a sports bar, and it was like completely not my vibe. It was like 9 a.m. My friend wanted to go to a sports bar to meet up with these people that we like hung out with or whatever, and he was talking to me about how he thinks like we're in a simulation. And he was like, I feel it because every time I'm walking, I feel like the simulation is being like constructed, like, as I'm walking. Like, I can see it, like, happening and stuff. And I've had very similar thoughts like that, but he, like, just said it. And I was like, whoa, like, I think I'm in love with you. And he's Cancer Sun, Scorpio Rising, Scorpio Moon.
It's a little like Mama's Boy.
Yeah, Cancer. I can see that.
Yeah. Do you ever think about how, like, everything in your world is only, like, what your brain would expect it to be? Like, nothing's ever, like, surprising?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, someone calls me up with some news, and I'm like, this isn't happening. And then it doesn't happen. And, like, the bus driver, like, literally Google bus driver in your mind right now. Like, that's what the bus driver looks like.
Yeah. Right?
Like, that's exactly who the bus driver looks like.
The law of assumption.
What's the law of assumption?
It's, like, a manifestation technique. That, like, if you just, like, assume something, then it's going to happen. This works out for me all the time, but, like, not with relationships. It works out with me for, like, material items. Like, I can't assume to be in a relationship with someone or, like, that someone likes me, because then that opposite thing is going to happen, because people aren't, like, objects, you know? We have to treat manifestation like that also. But, like, with money, like, for Animal Crossing, like, I'm going to assume that I have money to buy something and that I want from my Animal Crossing store, and like it's gonna happen, you know, even if I don't know where that money's coming from, how I'm gonna make that money. Yeah.
Do you like Animal Crossing because you feel free?
I feel in control.
I really admire people who live in that way.
Controlled or free?
I think they're kind of the same, Sarah. Like, just like, I want it, it's mine.
Yeah. Because you have to narrow, in order to narrow your focus, you have to have some control. or at least the ability to have control. Controlling your emotions is so hard, but it's so sexy when someone can control their emotions. Go on.
What do you mean by that?
No, what were you going to say?
Controlling them. I forget already.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen. Andrew Huberman talks a lot about, and maybe he's controversial to mention because he's like a white man. I don't know. I guess that's not controversial, but he always talks about how like staying in your parameters is, you'll find more joy rather than like stepping out of your parameters. And I feel like that's very Capricornian. I know I get into astrology a lot, but there's like joy. You know. Yeah. It's like how my mindset and my perspective is formed off of, but that's what I mean by like how controlling your emotions is hot. Like you just don't want to wild out for someone.
Yeah, like
I guess being calm, cool, and sexy are the same thing.
And like if you are texting someone and you're like mad at them and you text them in a way that like conveys that, why are you letting them know they hurt you? Like what's the point of that?
Yeah.
Like you're showing them you're bothered.
Mm-hmm. There's so much power in controlling yourself.
The best revenge is a good night's sleep.
Hell yeah. There's this tweet that I saw probably in like 2015 that has like just stuck with me. It was someone saying, my grandmother said, to go to sleep is to know peace. If you can't sleep, it's because you're not at peace. And it's true.
I can always sleep, but I don't think I'm at peace. I just like shut my eyes. Some people don't know how to fall asleep. And I'll tell you right now, you just lie down and you cover your eyes. And if your room is bright, then you have to wear a sleep mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just focus on your breathing. And if you forget how to breathe, it's 5.5 seconds in and 5.5 seconds out.
I always just pretend that I'm asleep. And then my body eventually gets it. I'm like an actor. I'm like a sim character.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad how like you have to approach life like that sometimes. Like you're just a performer doing your little performances.
Yeah, and I have to like act like I'm my mother, you know, and be like, okay, let's make sure you have your school supplies, you know?
You look so dead saying that.
Let's change the subject.
Letting the man come to you.
Well, earlier when you asked if the point of life is about relationships or if it's about getting to know yourself, and I said I don't know, I actually did know. I think that the point of life is enlightenment, or getting closer to enlightenment. And then along with that, there are some other things to do, like not taking it too seriously because it's just like a dream with some zaps and sparks. And just like trying to view the world with unclouded eyes. But I know that you think life is about relationships, and many people do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that something to consider here is that you see relationships as having great importance and you find them to be difficult and you find like material gains to be easy. And then for me, I don't think relationships are of so much importance, but they come very easily for me, like manifesting a relationship. And I don't even like the word manifesting, you know that, but like it's always been really easy for me to fall in love with the type of person I want to.
You do it so beautifully. I feel like to be loved by you is to be, like, surrounded by, like, a million butterflies.
Oh, Sarah.
That's really nice.
That's really nice of you. I think I'm, like, the little girl in Spirited Away.
Yeah.
I really relate to her. Like, kind of, like, puny, but, like, taking everything on.
Yeah. And being controlled by, like, circumstances that you unknowingly put yourself in. Which is why an oracle was gifted to you. But
I think to get a man, like, if you actually, well, here's the thing, is if you really love someone, like, true love is a wish for another person's happiness. Mm-hmm. And if you, like, are having, like, sleepless nights because you're scared that, like, you're, the one you desire is, like, with others.
Yeah, I think that, too. Like, if, this is what I tell people sometimes. Like, if you really want a man, as a woman, a man would literally, he would do it with, like, 89% of women. 89% of the world, actually. Men are so easy to manipulate. It's the easiest thing to get in, to get a man's attention, especially if, like, you're young, you're hot, you have a decent sense of self-control, you have, like, some goals in your life that you want to live up to, you know, you have, like, a high school degree, like, you know, like, you're on it already. You can get anyone. You can get Orlando Bloom if you wanted to, like.
Yeah. I had a thought, I think, that's in line with that today. And just, you know, I'm on this, like, sort of ego-driven, like, imprint in the mind of, like, I need, like, more money, I need more security, more safety, like, I need to have these things around me. And then today, I posted a reel. Do you know what a reel is?
Yeah.
I posted a reel that was just, like, something I had made, like, in the past. And then I realized, like, it like, went off, you know? It was, like, everyone was liking it. And I was just sitting there thinking, like, I don't deserve shit from anybody. Literally, the only value I've created in the world is these, like, stupid little packages of dopamine that, like, and, you know, I'm just, like, over here getting, like, high off of the attention from them and, like, have done, like, nothing meaningful or, like, substantial with my entire life besides get attention. And just, like, who am I to, like, want more for that, you know? I think I said that a bit just to see what you'd say. But
I'm like, trying to formulate something. I think, like, maybe your ego is just, like, that's very Neptunian, actually. It's, like, to be clouded by, like, yeah, not being able to see the clearer picture, which can be, like, weird because, what is it, like, you're looking at a tree, but there's a forest or whatever, oh, like, don't get lost on one tree.
That's, like, yes. You have to see the forest through the trees. I never do.
Yeah, I think that would be my advice for you. It's so simple to be healthy.
But
it's simple, but it's hard work.
I think it's simple to be healthy, but very hard to be strong.
Put that on a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah, maybe we should make t-shirts.
We really should. Something else that I wrote down was about, like, loving and leaving someone. Mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful. But I think we already talked about that.
No, I don't think so.
It's hard, though.
Why don't you say more?
like to know that you really love someone is being okay with like not being with them. Oh. Because if you want to be with them, then that's like obsession.
Oh, I thought you said leading, not leaving.
No, loving and leaving.
I think everyone's pretty lonely and would like to be with someone. I mean, it really feels like a life worth living when you have a witness, you know? Like, someone who knows about all the, like, minute details of your day and, like, you just, like, they just, like, respond to you, you know?
Yeah. Like, an audience member that, like, cheers you on and stuff.
Yeah, and it's, like, I care because you do.
Well,
I feel like this has been a pretty difficult conversation.
Yeah, I'm like about to cry right now for some reason.
Oh, I'm sorry. My throat is like burning.
Yeah, you did that.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, everyone. Do you have anything?
Take a shower.
Yeah, take a shower. Drink some tea.
I feel like I should have like a rain machine. Like, you know that.